This is 89.1 WEMU, your community NPR station. I'm David Fair, and welcome to a little bit of an extended version of Cinema Chat on this Thursday. There's good reason for that, which we'll tell you about in just a moment. But first, let me reintroduce my partner and co-host. That is Russ Collins from the Michigan Theater. It's always good to see you, and we have a lot to talk about today. But I have one question for you before we start.
Ready.
Who are you going to call?
Ghostbusters.
That's
right. Yeah, the original cast is back in a new Ghostbusters film.
So. Yeah, that's going to hit the theaters. And what I've read is, if you like Bill Murray and Dan Aykroyd, you're probably going to like this movie a whole lot. So.
Absolutely. So that's going to play at your local multiplex, and you can check that out. And it is kind of fun to see Dan Aykroyd back on the screen. It's been a while. Bill Murray's kept a screen presence to a certain degree. So
all right,
that'll be fun.
Well, more locally and of perhaps greater interest, there is Oppenheimer was so popular when it came out, but now there's an opportunity to see it in a bit of a different way.
Right. Well, one of the things, Oppenheimer obviously won the best picture from the Academy Awards, but it was shot on film, which is unusual these days. And so the cinematographer, when he won the award for best cinematography, he kind of mockingly said to filmmakers, well, you know, you really should think about this amazing new kind of way to capture movies, film. And a lot of the special effects, in fact, there weren't very many digital special effects. They were old-fashioned kind of, you know, explosions that were real explosions, but they were photographed in such a way that it looked like a nuclear explosion.
Right.
But the filmmakers like that kind of retro dynamic, Christopher Nolan in particular. So we're going to show the film just for a few screenings over this weekend to kind of lead up to the Ann Arbor Film Festival. Not that Oppenheimer would be shown at the Ann Arbor Film Festival, but the sensibility of shooting on film and using some classic techniques in ways that in the contemporary milieu is kind of experimental.
When old becomes new again.
Yeah, to a large degree. So you can see that in the Michigan Theater screening room starting this Friday for, again, just a few screenings over the weekend.
That'll be fun.
We're opening a film that looks like a lot of fun. It stars the director, the writer, and the co-producer of this film, Julio Torres, who plays a young man from El Salvador who's a toy designer, and he's trying to break in New York, and he needs a sponsor so he can become a citizen. And the sponsor is played by Tilda Swinton.
I love her.
She's great, and she is a very, very annoying and arbitrary character.
She sometimes plays that way and does it quite effectively.
But the name of the film is Problemista. It also has Isabella Rossellini and James Scully as well. So the film looks like it's going to be very fun, kind of odd, but really cool. So that's opening up tonight at the State Theater, and you can go see that through the weekend. Some special screenings tonight. We have a screening that's part of the University of Michigan's Japanese Studies Winter Film Series, One Cut of the Dead. This is a 1917 film, or 2017 film, that is about zombies. So, and these are, real zombies that attack a movie being made
About zombies,
so very meta in that way. The late night classic that we're doing tonight is In Bruges, which isn't really that late at 7:30, but we did it last week.
That's getting late for me.
That's right. And then Drive is this week's late night movie that's going to be on Friday at 9:30, so you can go check that out. The Peasants is a film that's playing in a special screening just on Saturday at 3:15. This is a Polish film. We work a lot with the Polish Film Festival, and this would fit right into that. There's a documentary film that's unfortunately sold out. It's called Bad River. It's by the Oil and Water Don't Mix Coalition.
Did you just say unfortunately sold out?
Yeah. Well,
I've never heard an exhibitor say that before.
Well, I mean, unfortunate for folks that want to go to it. There's two screenings at 5 and 7. You can check at the last minute, but it really is sold out.
I picture you crying in your beer later.
Well, that's true. It's terrible when things sell out. But anyway, it's about the band of Lake Superior Chippewa Native Americans who are fighting for the land. There's a lot of conflict there, but a very, very compelling film. And Falestine on Screen has a film, My Love Awaits Me by the Sea. This is a 2013 film that we're doing as part of a series, once a month, films about the people of Palestine. And you can go check that out on Sunday at 1:30. We have a lot of Academy Award nominated films still playing. Dune, American Fiction.
American Fiction was really good. Jeffrey Wright is spectacular.
Zone of Interest, which won Best International Picture and Best Sound Design, and the sound design is really amazing. Perfect Days, a film I really liked. It's by Wim Wenders, but it's a Japanese film, and I would have voted for it for Best International Picture. I really like that. And One Life, which is a film that not very many people are going to, but it's really unfortunate. It's about Sir Nicholas Winton, and he saved a tremendous number of young people during World War II.
I have some family members that perished in the concentration camps, and my mom and I have a date to see that movie.
It is very straight-ahead picture, but a very compelling film about a very compelling person. Love Lies Bleeding, and coming up that we're all excited about, and Leslie's here to talk about it, the 62nd Ann Arbor Film Festival, Ann Arbor's highest profile and most esteemed film festival. It is such an honor for the Michigan Theater and the State Theater to play a role in hosting the film. And but you could see films all over Ann Arbor pretty much.
That's right. With the film festival. My parents used to think that I was avant-garde and experimental. They had not experienced the Ann Arbor Film Festival to that point. The executive director of the festival, and perhaps the person with the least amount of sleep anywhere in the county, is Leslie Raymond, and she's here to tell us all about this 62nd edition. Thanks for coming in today. I really appreciate it.
It's my pleasure to be here. Thank you so much for having me, David and Russ. Yes.
Opening night is going to be on Tuesday.
That's right. It's Tuesday coming up, the 26th, and it's always, quote-unquote, the best party in town.
That's right.
We have a lot of local support for that, folks who provide refreshments, and we usually see anywhere from 300 to 500 people show up. And
that's pretty good.
Yeah. It takes place at the Michigan Theater in the Grand Foyer. It's a beautiful setting, and we have, you know, lobby decorations to help transform the beautiful space to another dimension.
It's very cool.
Yeah. And if you purchase a festival pass, it comes with the opening night party. You can also just get a ticket to the opening night party. You just go to our website, aafilmfest.org, for more information about that.
And David and I have talked about for years that my experience going to film festivals, and I've been to a few,
is to
buy a pass and just go to the next thing. And that doesn't matter whether it's a straight-ahead mainstream festival like Sundance or whether it's the Ann Arbor Film Festival. It's the best way to experience it. If you try to guess what you think your favorite film's going to be based on a description, you may be disappointed, and then something that just sounds really odd and maybe you wouldn't like it, the subject matter or whatever, you walk in there and you go, oh my goodness, and you walk out just stunned and amazed. So buy a pass.
Even the ones you don't love all the time are experiences you'll carry with you.
Absolutely.
Because it was just that different, and certainly looking forward to that. As we were perusing what is coming up as part of this year's edition of the Ann Arbor Film Festival, a couple of things with local ties that I think are going to be of great interest around here.
Yes, absolutely.
Playing Footsies is going to bring a lot of the filmmakers that have participated in the festival throughout the years, right?
Right. So this is a program that was curated by Frank Yulee of Cinema Ann Arbor Renown. He wrote that book that came out this last year, detailing the cinema culture of Ann Arbor, mostly in the 20th century. Lots of cinema-going folks who were touched by that and continue to be impacted. Very special dimension of what it is to be an Ann Arborite. We're going to have filmmakers from the 60s to 80s represented in that program, and these are a lot of folks who were inspired by festival director George Manupelli. A lot of these folks are no longer live here and are coming back, and that includes Pat Alesco, who is a AAFF luminary.
Performance artist extraordinaire, as well as a filmmaker.
That's right. And Woody Sempliner, John Nelson, Rob Zabel, Kevin Smith are all planning on coming back to town. They have
a family reunion of sorts.
That's right. And then there are two local filmmakers, John Beaver and Dan Brule, who will also be in that program. So we're looking forward to that's going to be Friday night, the 29th at 9 o'clock at the State Theater.
That's going to be a lot of fun. You are listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair alongside my Cinema Chat co-host, Russ Collins. And we're joined by the executive director of the Ann Arbor Film Festival, which kicks off Tuesday evening of next week. There's also a program with a great title. And it's just called Esther Newton Made Me Gay.
Yes, yes.
And that's a name that may be familiar around here.
That's right. Esther Newton, who was a path-breaking cultural anthropologist. She is, I should say, not was. She is the subject of this film and really broke a lot of ground in terms of LGBTQ and anthropological studies and really paved the way for scholars today. And this is of particular local interest because she is the partner of Holly Hughes, who teaches at the U of M Stamp School. So I understand she spends half of the year here in Ann Arbor. So we expect to have a lot of local interest in this film, which will play on Saturday the 30th in the afternoon. It'll be at 5:30 in the Michigan Theater main auditorium.
And something different this year, I think it's different, a free music program is going to be held at UMMA.
Right. Right. It'll be the Films in Competition 5 music videos. And it's a program of probably, I don't know, 12 or 13 music video shorts. And we're presenting it at the University of Michigan Museum of Art in the Helmut Stern Auditorium. That will be a free program on Friday the 29th at 5 p.m. And we really want to encourage students to attend. And how do you get students to something? Lower the barrier of entry. And we just want to help get the Ann Arbor Film Festival on the radar of people who could really benefit from it. So,
you know, one of the mottos of my years in college was be weird. And I think that that is a perfect, if you have any inkling that that is part of your own personal philosophy, I think this would be a great way to
I agree. And
that.
I think it's really, there's something about having it at the museum, placing it there, which is relevant because these really are, they're works of art. And I think that's one thing about the Ann Arbor Film Festival. We're really coming sort of from the art world side of things. And we, of course, have a foot in the film world, but we were founded by an artist and we show artists' work.
Well, everybody loves the award programs that take place late Sunday afternoon and into the evening as the festival concludes.
That's right. That's right. So those are at 5 o'clock and 7 o'clock in the Michigan Theater, Maine, on Sunday the 31st. It does happen to be Easter. Who knew that Easter could be in March, but it is this year. Hopefully everybody will be done celebrating Easter dinner and come out for that. And the films that will show there are the ones that were awarded by our three distinguished jurors who will be here watching all of the shorts and competition work in the theater with the audience. And by noon that day, they have to hand over their decisions and confer about $25,000 in mostly cash and some in-kind awards. So it'll be a big reveal, and we'll show some of those films again.
And Russ Collins, once again, I want to come back to the point that you made earlier. The way to experience the festival is with a full pass.
Yeah. I mean, what it provides you is the flexibility to go from one thing to the next. And if you're sitting in something and you're watching it for 15 or 20 minutes and you say, you know, this just isn't getting to me, you can get up and go into another auditorium and watch another program. And I think that that's a tremendous way to go to things. One of the very cool things that's happened in the recent years with the Ann Arbor Film Festival is that folks used to wait and come to the to the awards screenings, and they wouldn't go to the rest of the festival. They'd just go to the awards screenings. And over the last few years, it's been about a decade now, people have started just coming to the whole festival, and then they would come as a review for the one and two, but for those awards.
You all have that opportunity, and you can find out more by going to aafilmfest.org, and you can check our website. We'll get you all linked up everywhere you need to go. I'm David Fair. Thank you, Russ Collins, for your participation in Cinema Chat, as always. And the executive director of the Ann Arbor Film Festival is Leslie Raymond. Thank you so much for coming in and providing a preview.
You're so welcome. So happy to be here.
Good luck and get some sleep.
I'll do my best.
This is your community NPR station. It's 89.1 WEMU-FM, Ypsilanti.
See you at the Ann Arbor Film Festival starting next Tuesday.